From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another night of protests is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, after the family of a black man shot and killed by police released cell phone video footage recorded in the moments leading up to Tuesday's fatal shooting.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon.
The cell phone video does not show whether Keith Lamont Scott was brandishing a gun when he was confronted by police officers. However, his wife can be heard pleading with officers not to shoot him for her husband to get out of his vehicle. As the standoff continues, she is heard insisting that he is unarmed as police demand 11 times that Scott drop the gun. Gunshots then ring out and Scott can be seen lying prone in the street. Scott was killed Tuesday in the parking lot of an apartment complex by an African-American officer who was there to arrest someone else. Meanwhile, the lawyer for a police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says his client is known for her coolness under fire. Betty Shelby was charged with first-degree manslaughter after she shot and killed Terrence Crutcher during a traffic stop. Her attorney says she is a training officer for other police and is not known to react emotionally to tense situations. Demario Solomon Sims is an attorney for Crutcher's family.
He was not being belligerent. He did not have a weapon. He was moving slowly. He didn't pose a threat to the officer that any person watching that video can see.
Shelby is free after posting $50,000 bond. A funeral for Terrence Crutcher will be held in the next few days. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Obama has vetoed a bill that would allow families of 9/11 victims, that is, to sue the government of Saudi Arabia for support of terrorism. Most of the attackers in the September 2001 attacks in Washington, New York, and Pennsylvania were of Saudi lineage. The bill passed the U.S. Congress, but Mr. Obama said that it would harm relations with allies, could encourage foreign nations to take reciprocal legal action against the United States, and could complicate relations with what he called even our closest partners. The president did say he recognized there was nothing he could do to ease the grief of the 9/11 families. Mr. Obama's veto could be overturned, however, if two-thirds of the House of Representatives and Senate vote to do so. The death toll from a migrant boat that capsized off Egypt's shores this week continues to rise. Egyptian state media say more than 145 bodies have been pulled from the water, many of them women and children. Salah Mohamed El-Daib was one of those on board. He says, after it turned over, I jumped off and others went down with it and others were jumping and I jumped and kept afloat for 8 or 9 hours. On Wednesday, more than 160 people were rescued in the hours after the vessel overturned not far from Rashid, a port city where the Nile meets the Mediterranean. The boat was believed to be carrying between 450 and 600 people. At least 30 people have been killed when airstrikes hit rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Witnesses say the intensified bombing campaign targeted residential areas and buildings used by the volunteer group known as the White Helmets. Activists say that both Syrian and Russian planes took part in the bombing, but Russia has not confirmed its involvement. Russia supports the Assad regime, while the United States and its allies support the opposition. The two presidential candidates are spending the next few days preparing for Monday's first debate in New York. Democrat Hillary Clinton is cramming on a thick portfolio of information that has been compiled after months of research on Republican Donald Trump. However, Clinton did announce Friday that she would take some time out of her preparations to visit Charlotte, North Carolina on Sunday. Trump is taking a non-traditional approach, shunning briefing materials in favor of viewing Clinton videos and honing ideas into short responses. Also Friday, Trump received the endorsement of one of his longtime bitter rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing lower. European and Asian stocks also finished down. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.